In today's gospel, Joseph takes Mary and the child to Egypt until the threat from Herod ceases with his death. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Merry Christmas, everyone. The world often thinks that Christmas ends on December 26th, right about when the last toy breaks and the last sugar cookie disappears from plates. But we know better. As Catholics, we don't pack Christmas away. We live it liturgically. Today, just a few days into this beautiful season, the Church gives us the Feast of the Holy Family, a reminder that the manger wasn't only a birthplace, it was a home. Jesus came not only to redeem humanity, but to bless and transform family life from the inside out. So what does this feast invite us to do? Well, it invites us to look at our own families, the beautiful parts, the messy parts, and the Lord give me strength parts. And we ask, what does it mean to let Christ dwell in our homes the way he dwelt in Nazareth? Today's scripture reading does provide us a lot of wisdom as families. In our first reading, Sirach reminds us that holiness begins in simple, sacred ways: honoring one another, respecting parents and elders, practicing patience and care. These bring blessings, peace, and even forgiveness of sins. And in Psalm 128, offers one of Scripture's most beautiful family images: "Your children like olive shoots around your table." When I baptize a child, I love sharing this image with the parents during baptism. A child is not just a gift, it's a soul entrusted to your care. Like olive shoots, children need sunlight, watering, pruning, protection, and nourishment in faith. A holy family is not born holy. It becomes holy through intentional love, nurturing, and grace. And in our second reading, Colossians 3, it gives us a roadmap for missionary family life: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. One could say these virtues are like the spiritual climate control in a holy home. So what does a missionary family look like? Well, it's spouses who assume the best of one another. It's parents who correct with love, not frustration. It's children who see forgiveness lived before they're asked to give it themselves. It's meals shared, not phone screens dividing us. It's prayer that is simple, steady, and honest. An atmosphere where Christ is not just mentioned, but it's felt and lived. And Paul gives us the glue that holds it all together. Above all these, put on love. Love is not just an emotion, it's a decision. It's choosing the good of the other daily, serving when one is tired, forgiving when one is wounded, and speaking gently when one is stressed. That is where missionary families are born. And people notice families that love like this. Neighbors notice, co-workers notice, children's friends notice, and God most certainly notices. And how lucky are we to have great examples in the Holy Family. When we listen to today's gospel, it reminds us that the Holy Family did not live in a calm, picture-perfect life. They faced danger and fear and uncertainty. Joseph was awakened by an angel and told to flee. They escaped in the night, lived as refugees in Egypt, and returned only when it was safe. Their holiness did not come from a peaceful life. It came from trusting God in an unpeaceful world. Friends, if your family is imperfect like most of ours, if it's tired, if it's stressed, if it's struggling, you are in very good company. Holiness is not the absence of trouble, it's the presence of faithfulness. So how do we become missionary families? I'd like us to consider three simple actions this week. First, pray together, even if it's only 30 seconds, a night prayer, a decade of the rosary, or one spontaneous intention. Mission starts in prayer. Second, choose one of the virtues from Colossians 3 to grow in. Patience, gentleness, forgiveness, and ask the Holy Spirit to cultivate it in your family this week. And finally, perform one act of kindness inside your home each day, a small sacrifice, an unnoticed service, a word of encouragement. Love grows through tiny seeds planted daily. Holiness in families do not happen just by dramatic leaps, but in steady, faithful, daily choices. As we celebrate the Holy Family today, remember, God builds saints not only in monasteries, but in kitchens and in living rooms, carpools, and at the dinner table. Holiness begins right where you are today. Pope Francis reminds us that the family is a place where we learn to love, to forgive, to be generous, and to open ourselves to others. If we live this way, if our families become workshops of mercy, forgiveness, and love, our homes will not only be strengthened, they'll become missionary homes, shining the light of Christ far beyond their walls, just as the little home did in Nazareth. May God bless you.